If the Colorado legislature has its way,
a man in a dress came into the girls' restroom at school today.
We could all be dealing with a new type of predator.
Honey, there was a man in the women's showers at the gym today, and the management said it was Colorado law.
And instead of our kids worrying about classwork, they'll be worrying about who might be in the restroom with them.
No way I'm going in there. I'd rather wait all day if a guy's in there.
Our children must be protected from predators. But if Governor Ritter won't veto Senate Bill 200, all public restrooms, including those in our public schools, will be open to anyone of any sex.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Sure. Hey, Freaks Dimension with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me as we kick off a new week of programs. I apologize, there was no show for non-paying members on Friday. I did a show for Sideshow Freaks because there was no podcast on Thursday because I lost my dog. The dog got loose and I had to chase her for fucking 7 hours. I'm not going to go into it again here. I ranted about it for like 12 minutes on the Friday show. So again, I apologize. Today I do have a great show for you. One of the things that I played on the week... Oh, I also did a weekend show for Sideshow Freak. So they got two Sideshow exclusive programs. And one of the things that I ran across on the Sideshow exclusive W-E-E-K-E-N-D program was a voicemail that I found very interesting. I've mentioned the Michelle Duggar video just because it's received a lot of hits on YouTube, over 15,000 at this point. And... you guys are great because you started posting my voicemail line trying to get some of these idiots writing negative comments about me to call into the voicemail line. Well, guess what? It worked, and this is what I played on Sunday.
Disgusting what you have on the internet. You need to take that crap off about
First of all, I agree. It is disgusting what I have on the internet. I take that as a compliment.
Disgusting what you have on the internet. You need to take that crap off about Michelle Duggar, you stupid ass.
Well, she called me a stupid ass, and them are fighting words. One of the things I think a lot of people don't still get is that when you call into the voicemail line, one of the things that's stamped on it... Jesus Christ, what the hell was that? Sorry. One of the things that's like time-stamped or something is your phone number. It's right there for me to call. So I thought today I will give this woman a call. You know she's home because it's the afternoon and she's probably a homemaker, right? She ain't working. And she's Southern, which means, you know, one more reason she's, you know, not employable. Because she's not smart, you see, because she's from the South. I apologize to my Southern freaks. You're the exception, not the rule. All right, let's give this broad a call. Set her straight.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to the lady of the house?
May I ask the caller?
Yes, my name is Tim. She left a voicemail for me the other day.
Hold on.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Now, you left a very nasty voicemail message for me the other day. My name is Tim. I think maybe this might be in reference to Michelle Duggar. And I was just calling back because you kind of hurt my feelings.
Okay.
And I was looking for an apology.
Yes,
No. Oh, don't hang up. Oh, no, you stupid cunt. Look, we've got to try one more time here. I have to get through to her. She has to understand who I am and the power I wield.
Hello?
Hi, it's me again. I think something happened. You lost the connection or something. So, what is your problem, lady?
Hey, dude, she don't want to talk, man.
Well, tell your wife to get your make your woman tell your woman that she better not call people unless she wants to hear back from them. She's got a she's got a mouth on her.
Yeah, she does, man. You know, one of the reasons why I married her,
man. You should slap the shit out of her once in a while. It sounds like she might deserve it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I might slap the shit out of a dude that said to slap my shit out of my woman. You know what I mean?
Do you have any idea what she said? Do you have any idea what she said? Listen to me! Do you have any idea what she said, you asshole?
That's all I'm asking.
What I am asking...
You screaming, you hollering, don't do that. Just hang up the phone and don't call back to the house, man.
She called me! All right.
I mean, you're talking mad shit, but like you calling from an unknown number and shit. Like you make sure that I can't get a hold to you because you know if I were to do that,
you want my number. Do you want my number too? Hey, listen to me, dipshit. Listen to me, dipshit.
Hey, I think your cell phone's breaking up, dude. For real.
No. Listen to me. Calm down. Let's bring it. Let's take it down a notch. Let's talk like two men here. My phone number is area code 206. 666-4463. You got that? Now you can get a hold of me whenever you want.
All right, well, just don't call the house, dude.
Well, tell your wife to shut her big, fat, flapping traps.
Well, obviously you need to shut yours. Like, you're the one getting
loud.
And
when I say traps, I mean both her lips on her mouth and her pussy lips.
Wow.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, you really picked a winner there.
I know, man. I like it, too.
God you're banging some pussy on the side, because this one's bad. You need to throw that fish back into the sea.
All right.
Well, I'm glad we see eye to eye on that. Have a good day.
You too.
Well, goodbye now. There you go. He finally saw it my way. He needs to throw that fish back in the sea. There you go. I'm sorry. I may have lost my temper there a bit. I like that I was the one screaming, and then I told him that we should take it down a notch. He's an asshole. All right, so there you go. I can't wait for some more Michelle Duggar supporters to call in. It's a fun new bit. So there you go. All right, moving on now. Have you heard the audio from the flight attendant who went crazy? I guess she was schizophrenic or something and did not take her medication. She sounds demonic. This is from, an American Airlines flight. They're still on the ground. And, take a listen to the flight attendant here. Look at me! What is she, naked? I just picture her, like, running through the aisles, you know, taking off her clothes. Everyone is in their seats. I would say like 50% of the people on the plane have their cell phones pulled out. Like, this is a YouTube moment. All right. Says a lot about our culture, doesn't it? No one's helping. Just taking photos. Video. Oh my God. She's saying, get out of the plane! Followed by red rum. Get out. Yeah. She was convinced that something was going to go wrong with the plane. Going to explode or something. Just her fruity little mind working overtime. Yeah, everyone has their phone pulled out. It's kind of crazy. It's important we document this. All right, moving on. I've got a great national anthem fail. This is not our national anthem. It's the great, powerful nation of Kazakhstan. Take a listen here. There we go. Yes, their national anthem is Ricky Martin. Livin' La Vida Loca. Oh, wait, no. There we go. Oh, that national anthem is awful. I'd go with Ricky Martin before that one. That'd be so great. A country's national anthem is, you know, she bangs or something. She bangs. Finally, before we get into the news today, have you seen the movie David? Probably not, because it's a piece of shit. Everything is Terrible has uncovered this thing. Take a listen.
What's his name? David Weber. He's in a slow class.
Oh, yes. This is a young black guy, a student, talking to his coach. All right.
What's his name? David Weber. He's in a slow class. Now, wait a minute, coach. I know he couldn't be a real member of the team, but at least he can wear a uniform and kick for the extra point once in a while.
You're all hot. All right, you got me. But...
Is that an expression? You're all hot, all right?
I want to see this boy kick, and he better be good, real good.
All right, let's see what David has in him. Aside, of course, from a head full of water. Here he goes. He's going for the kick here.
Wow! What a great kick!
David! A Paramount picture film. No, I don't know. I don't know who made this piece of
David,
shit.
David, but I can't be on the team. I'm in a special class. You know, the one for slow kids?
Well, you've already got the helmet.
The problem is, the little dummy will probably become your permanent shadow until you can scare him away. Quit calling David a dummy. You didn't like it last week when that white kid called you a black crow. You nearly killed him.
Here he comes. Hi, Jesse. You're my best friend.
David.
Yes, David.
David, have you ever tried keeping your mouth closed?
And please close your mouth, David.
Yeah, throughout the whole film, his mouth is wide open.
Man, you are slow.
You can't be any more than what you are. No two people are really different. It's just that the good Lord made us individually.
Wait, what is that? What did he say? There's no such thing as people being different?
Be any more than what you are. No two people are really different.
No two people are really different.
It's just that the good Lord made us individually.
But what? Doesn't make any sense. Of course people are different. Some are retarded, some aren't.
So no two...
That's a big difference in my book.
Well, come out the same.
Some are white, some are black. An even bigger difference.
Oops, gotta fix the back. You sure you
punched too much up.
Oh, they put a piece of paper on his back that said official bench warmer.
Thompson rolls back.
Close your mouth, David. Close your mouth. All right, very good. We're going to stop it right there. I'm assuming at the end of the movie, David scores the winning kick or something and then slobbers on all of his teammates. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Whenever a black person says the word dummy, I immediately think of Sanford and Son. You dummy. Is that who it was from? You big dummy. Red Fox? I don't know. If you guys are not Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Last week, of course, we did an extended show on Tuesday. Then on Friday and again on Sunday, we did exclusive shows. Plus, I do video cash. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. It's an incredible deal for only $5 a month. Think about that. It's less than a value meal now. You know, I was at Burger King, and they had some new, like, deluxe or gourmet burger. And the fucking value meal was, like, $9 or something. It's ridiculous, the prices. An incredible deal. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Again, you can sign up for a yearly membership. That's $50. And then, you know, it's like getting 2 months free, pretty much. All right. Oh, you know, one of the things that I did talk about on the exclusive program, and it bears repeating because it's very important, is that that Doritos taco I mentioned on Taco being sold at Taco Bell. They're now on sale. And I've been reading reviews. A lot of people are crazy for these things. They really like them. I was not that impressed. I felt that it tasted like a stale Dorito. I feel like it should have a more fresh crunch to it. And I feel they need to kick up the Doritos flavor. They need to sprinkle some more Dorito dust on that shit. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's just one man's opinion. If I'm going to get a fucking Dorito taco, I want the Dorito to be the main flavor, the overpowering flavor. I don't care about that other shit that's in there. Lettuce, tomato, that ground beef stuff they use. I don't want to call it ground beef because I have my suspicions that it's not the highest quality meat. All right, so there you go. If you want to check it out, go to Taco Bell. Get yourself a Los Locos Doritos, Locos Insane Cuckoo Bananas Dorito. All right, that's the official name. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Denver, Colorado. Denver police officers arrested in the beat. What? A Denver police officer arrested in the beating of his girlfriend. Oh, okay. It's the police officer. I think police officers in general, and this may be a blanket statement. It may not be 100% true all of the time. But I feel if you are a cop, you might have some anger issues. And that's why you have become a cop. The chance to beat people up and shoot them and shit. A Denver police officer, there was some guy in Ashtabula who I went to school with, I think, or maybe he was a year ahead of me or below me or something. And he was a police officer, and I think he got into some sort of fight with his girlfriend at a Perkins restaurant. He beat the shit out of her or something, or threatened to. I don't know. I don't know the details, but yeah, I think that's par for the course when it comes to police officers. Denver, I'm just kidding, of course. I love our men in blue or black, whatever the fuck you guys are wearing. Look, I need these police officers on my side. Chances are I'm going to do or say something that could get me in trouble eventually, and I need all the help I can get. Denver police officer, so calling all of them wife beaters. And child molesters. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking it. No. Of course, I don't believe that. It's not a smart move for me. Yes, a Denver police officer arrested in the beating of his girlfriend claimed that she attacked him with a Justin Bieber doll. All right, so this police officer is a pussy. Officer Michael Nuance Jr., 37, said his girlfriend hurled a Barbie-sized Justin Bieber doll at him, injuring his foot. He also accused the girlfriend of kicking him, biting his finger, and choking his neck, according to the Adams County Sheriff Detective's sworn statement supporting an arrest warrant. Quote, Michael Nuances stated that his girlfriend had thrown a Barbie doll at him, which bruised his foot, and said that it hurt, the affidavit said. Nuances pointed out a Justin Bieber doll, which was the item used to injure him. The 42-year-old girlfriend accused Nuances of pulling her hair and punching her in the ribs. The girlfriend also said that Nuances kicked in the locked door of a bathroom where she had taken refuge and that he hit her over the head and back with part of a broken door. At one point, the girlfriend used her cell phone to videotape. I love that this guy is doing all sorts of shit to her. Using a door to beat the crap out of her. Punching her in the ribs and shit like that. And he's complaining about a bruised foot caused by a Barbie doll. Pussy. Yes, at one point, the girlfriend used her cell phone to videotape Nuances trying to drag her off of bed. And the officer, it isn't not funny. You guys catch that reference? I think it's like from the second season of The Real World in Los Angeles when David, the black comedian, pulled the bed sheet, was trying to pull the bed sheets off of Tammy, the other black woman, and he pulls her. She's holding on to the bed sheets, right? And he's trying to pull them off, and she's holding on, and she falls onto the floor with the sheets, and he's like pretty much dragging her. And they were all laughing at the time, but then they ended up kicking David off of the show because of that, right? Trying to get her naked. And at one point, Tammy says, it isn't not funny. And then she wired her jaw shut for half the season so she wouldn't eat. It's really, really bizarre. I don't know why I remember these things. I don't even like The Real World. I think my sister was into it. What does that have to do with this story? A Justin Bieber doll being used to bruise a foot? He faces domestic violence-related charges, including misdemeanor assault, causing injury, property damage, and obstructing telephone service. He was AT&T is pissed. He was released from jail on a $1,500 bond. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. We've been talking a lot about My Strange Addiction on TLC. It makes the news just about every week in the UK. People in Great Britain can't believe the crazy shit we're into over here. Even though it hurts me, quote, it makes me feel good, said a girl who can't stop drinking gasoline. Oh, my God. There was a little bit of a gasoline spill in my garage, and it smells great. Oh, my God, I love it. Yeah, the lawnmower started leaking gasoline or something. Oh, my God, I'm in fucking heaven over there. My roommate was like, let's open some windows to ventilate it so, you know, we don't explode. And I said, no, let me just stay in here all night. It was great. It still is. It's just wafting throughout the house. Don't let me smoke a cigarette. All right. I'm sorry. If smelling gasoline weren't a health hazard enough, meet the girl who likes to drink it, lifting a red gas canister. You know, those big gas canisters. Before the cameras, a girl named Shannon demonstrates her claimed addiction of drinking gas for TLC's television program, My Strange Addiction. Why am I not DVRing this stuff? It tingles at first, and then it burns the back of my throat, Shannon says, describing her toxic habit, which reaches up to 12 teaspoons a day. Even though it hurts, and you know, with gas prices going through the roof, this is a very expensive addiction. Even though it hurts me, it makes me feel good, she says, of either licking the cap or drinking it straight out of the canister, which she says is her favorite way, straight from the tap. Her mom says at first she didn't believe it when she heard, but then she smelled the undeniable smell of the substance on her daughter's breath. If you lit a cigarette, lit a match or something near her mouth, would her face just explode? A big ball of flames? It'd be great. I take the cap off and I breathe in the fumes that come forcing out of the can, Shannon says. TLC approximates that she has consumed over 5 gallons in the last year alone. So about $20 worth of gas, I think, right? Drinking gasoline can cause burns, vomiting, diarrhea, and I bet you that diarrhea burns. And in very large amounts, drowsiness or death. The New York State Department of Health writes, for those reasons, it is toxic. The full episode, set to premiere on Sunday... I hope it's... Was this posted today? It was the 10th, so that was... Oh, it was a few days ago. I missed that episode. Maybe it'll be on demand soon. All right, where are we at here? The full episode, which aired on Sunday, I guess, covers several other strange addictions documented by the television program, including a woman who carries a doll's head wherever she goes, and another who finds a need to sniff Pine Sol cleaning liquid every 15 minutes. Shannon's addiction to sipping gas comes days after a North Carolina man died after accidentally drinking from a jar containing the same liquid. There you go. And finally today, freaks, we've got a story from Massachusetts. A 22-year-old man has been charged with illegally tattooing a local teen after allegedly giving the boy alcohol. According to court documents, George A. Doyle of 20 Main Street, Spencer, began harassing the 16-year-old on Monday, looking for payment weeks after he allegedly etched the word Juggalo along the boy's rib cage. I mention this because strip club DJ has called into a Juggalo radio program and got a Timmy Boo shout-out. Not only a Timmy Boo shout-out, but their respect and sympathy for Timmy Boo because he was shot up. Now he's in a wheelchair. I played that on the Sideshow exclusive weekend program as well. The word Juggalo appears to be misspelled and a reference to... He couldn't even spell Juggalo right. And a reference to followers of the controversial band ICP, or Insane Clown Posse, known as Juggalos, and considered by the FBI to be a hybrid gang. The initials, according to an internet search, represent Camp Kill Yourself, a punk rock band, and the clothing line supporting Radical Habits, founded by the manager of the group Cottonmouth Kings. Cottonmouth, spelled with a K. Police became aware of the situation on March 5th after a school administrator learned of the allegedly threatening text message and alerted them. The teen told investigators that Mr. Doyle and another man wanted to fight him and were sending messages indicating that. There were also references to the teen stealing iPhones as payment. Mr. Doyle allegedly tattooed the boy in January after he'd gotten him, the teen, messed up with alcohol. When police went to Mr. Doyle's home, they noticed he had amateurish tattoos on his body, similar to those on the teen. Incriminating. He allegedly told police he'd done the body art himself, body art, but would never tattoo another person because it's illegal. And he respects the law. All right. He was arraigned Wednesday on charges of illegal tattooing, assault, and battery with a dangerous weapon, which would be the tattoo needle, and providing alcohol to a person younger than 21. There you go. That, my freaks, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right. Do you think we're going to have any Michelle Duggar supporters today? That could have been like the first, like a warning shot almost. And now the tsunami tide of Duggar supporters are going to be calling in. Who knows?
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. Sorry if you get this twice. I messed up the earlier one.
I'll take care of it, don't worry.
My mom has finally just gone over the threshold to being officially old. She joined Facebook a while back, and that was kind of worrying.
You know it by heart.
She responds to every response from one of her old lady friends, and then they just turn into a little clickety-clack in-house of people. And the pain in the ass is that they all write full emails in, like, the comments. So it'll be like, blah, 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 thank you for thinking of me.
You wait until something comes out that is not supposed to. It's supposed to be private because they don't understand that everyone can see what's going on your wall.
With God's love, I will get better, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Old people don't understand the difference between, like, a message and, you know, commenting on a wall.
Armstrong, sent from my iPad. And there'll be, like, 12 of those on every single comment. And
what do you guys think of the new iPad, by the way? I guess that's the correct name, too. I was going to call it the iPad 3. No, it's called the new iPad. I don't know. I can't really judge it until you see it, apparently, because the big deal is the Retina display. And I was watching, you know, I'm a big nerd, so of course I was watching the Apple press conference or whatever. And it's pointless. You can't really understand what this thing is going to look like. First of all, because the presentation screen, the big screen that they were using, had less resolution than the new iPad. So they had to zoom in on stuff to even get close to what it's going to look like. It was really weird. So I guess you're just going to have to wait. And I know a lot of you people are not even Apple fan, but you just hate Apple, everything Apple. But apparently it's supposed to have the highest resolution of any tablet out there. So it's going to be crazy, right?
Okay, I'll do it. Okay,
you care about
okay,
that stuff?
Okay. Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Hello, Tim. This is long-time listener, first-time caller, and brand-new sideshow
that
member,
a boy, good boy,
from Virginia.
Wait, who's that?
I just wanted to say...
Is that Britt Bratt?
From Virginia. Oh, I just wanted to say, member, Get Brown from Virginia.
Get Brown. That's a good name, too.
I just wanted to say you're doing a bang-up job. I
love
you every day. And I go through all the archives while I'm at work, and it's great because all I do is sit there and giggle.
Yeah. I mean, that's great. Go through the archives. You know, it makes the day go by faster.
Hey, Tim and Boo.
Unless you get a bad episode, then it just drags on.
Hey, people listening to the show. This is Dylan, 523 on Twitter. Anyways.
Is this the same Dylan that used to call in that was like a girl? You know what I mean? Like he was so young, his balls hadn't dropped yet, he hadn't gone through puberty. This can't be. This sounds like a different guy.
Dylan, 523 on Twitter. Anyway,
no, this is a different.
So I was happened to be perusing the net for some lyrics from Gorillaz lyrics.
Maybe I'm thinking of Electro Baby.
Van Gorillaz.
The Electro Baby still listen?
And I noticed that on this one website, on the Gorillaz lyrics page, whatever.
Okay.
One of the songs listed was "I'm Blue." I did not recognize that as a Gorillaz song, and so I looked at it, and it's your blue song.
Well, yeah, they probably did a cover.
Know?
Yes. I'd like to hear their version of "Blue."
Tim,
can't beat mine.
Noom's sideshow member from Indianapolis. I was listening to the 221 show and got to the part about the douche chill open micer. And the comedian that's egging him on,
yes,
you said reminded you of Patrick Melton from Nobody Likes Onions.
Yes.
Well, you were close. That's Johnny B., a former co-host. I
got to be honest with you. I don't listen to Nobody Likes Onions. I think Patrick and I discussed this. We don't really listen to other podcasts. I respect Patrick. I like him. And we actually came to my old place and we recorded a horrible show together. It didn't work very well. We weren't very prepared, but I like the guy and I wish him luck and everything, but I just thought the way the delivery of that guy sounded very Patrick Melton-esque, you know what I mean, like the way he talks, very funny stuff, but apparently this guy has co-hosted on Nobody Likes Onions. And I got a lot of tweets, too. I should mention this. I talked about it on the Sideshow program. Distorted View was mentioned on the Todd Glass podcast. I think they were singing a negative review of their show that was posted on iTunes, you know, in the comments section or reviews or whatever. And in that in that comment, they mentioned Distorted View and a few other podcasts. So a bunch of people have been messaging me saying, oh, my God, you were mentioned on Todd Glass Show. I'm like, yeah, but it was not like they were mentioning me. It's that in this negative review, they said the name of my name of my show, whatever.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story.
This is the real version of Blue.
That lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with the blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. But he ain't got nobody to listen.
I'm blue,
All right, the idea there.
Hey, Boo. This is the Spiral Hamfucker.
Sure.
I am making my annual call to remind you how important you are. And that I've said this before, I save a little time every day to enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Because I love you. I love your show. I think you're the fucking shit, Tim. I consider you a fucking friend, son.
No, that's like, this is a normal, nice message from Spiral Hamfucker that makes sense. Why can't all of his messages be like that?
Hey, boo, Spiral Hamfucker.
Oh, no.
Fucking iTunes, man. Steve Jobs can shove it up his ass, dude. Fucking, okay. You ever tried to, like, purchase music and make a CD? And it's like, here's how it goes. He's like, do you want a gap? Canceling disc.
I've never had a problem burning music purchased from iTunes onto a disc. I don't know what you're doing wrong. Idiot.
Hello, no. Jimmy. I had a you-know-you're-a-freak-win moment today.
Okay, sure. Go right ahead.
A friend was telling me about this child that costed this mother $3 million because of an MP3 download lawsuit. And I had this little sentiment.
They had to have revised that amount. There's no way, like, a normal woman's going to be able to pay $3 million.
I thought to myself, at this point, a child is not going to ever cost you more than $1 million in its entire lifetime. Kill this child and make another one.
Right, but you're still stuck with the bill from the first one.
Tim.
So now you're up to $4 million because you've got $3 million from the first one, and now you're gonna spend another million. And where did that number come from? $1 million on a child.
This is Salmonella. Thank you for reading the James Joyce letters on the Sexastic Tuesday.
That seems to be a big hit.
Awesome. I am a huge fan of Sexastic Tuesday, and I would be happy to help you find any sex stores you want.
Yeah, the weirder the better. Just look for weird stuff. When all else fails, just, you know, resort to scat.
And what's wrong with your voice box? Voicemail box. I'm just disheveled right now by this. Oh, I tried calling and some weird theme on and my voice came in. Now, it doesn't have you telling me to send
full.
In tweets or something like that. I just had the thing. Anyway, it's not you,
that's
remember
me.
Bunny. And I was listening to your Sextastic Tuesday with those letters from the 1900s.
James
I
Joyce.
Don't
sure.
have it in front of me. Come in my car right now. Parked. Because I focus on safety.
Important,
but
yes,
you're
good.
Talking about frigging, if that was a real term. Yes, it is a real term. Of course, I would know this. I was reading 120 Days of Sodom, which is like this really horrific erotic fiction from the 1700s. And
you should write a book report for me.
Frigging is just masturbating or fapping. So I thought I'd update you on that because I felt the need to. But I'm enjoying the show.
I like to be corrected.
And fix your voicemail box. It's really weirding me out. Bye.
Yeah, I don't understand. What's weird about my voicemail box? I'll have to call in and see. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website, voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, oh, God. Listen to me!
Do you have an idea what you said, you asshole?
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!